540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. We're learning more now about the classified documents that former President Trump is accused of mishandling.
Prosecutors say some of the documents were marked top secret, some relating to nuclear weapon capabilities of the U.S. and its adversaries, as well as sensitive U.S. military planning.
The indictment also alleges that Trump showed documents to others who did not have security clearances on at least two occasions at his golf club in New Jersey.
That's where he was seen golfing Friday morning. He also posted on his social media platform attacking special counsel Jack Smith as a, quote, Trump hater, a deranged psycho. Smith was appointed last year by the Justice Department to oversee the investigation.
CBS's Natalie Brand. The air quality in the Northeast is slowly improving after several days of a thick, unhealthy haze that was caused by hundreds of wildfires across Canada. The Weather Channel meteorologist Chris Warren.
You will likely notice some hazy skies this weekend with some smoke around. A lot of that smoke and haze will be higher up in the atmosphere, so it should be safe to go outside for most people, getting back to more normal conditions, again, with the exception of a little bit more haze in the atmosphere. And you see here, we're in the good category for air quality to moderate, not even quite to the unhealthy for sensitive groups.
And now to the disappearance and suspected murder of American teenager Natalie Holloway nearly 20 years ago in Aruba. Today, the prime suspect, Joran Vandersloot, was arraigned in Alabama on charges of extortion and wire fraud. CBS's Janet Shamlian was there as he pleaded not guilty.
The 35-year-old was extradited from Peru, where he's serving time for the murder of a 21-year-old woman. Peruvian officials granted the U.S. temporary custody so he could face charges in Birmingham, near Holloway's hometown. Mark White represents Dave Holloway, Natalie's father.
These are not murder charges.
No.
So can it be justice?
It can be accountability and perhaps maybe opportunity for the truth to finally to come out.
A U.S. official tells CBS News that Ukraine's long-awaited counteroffensive is underway. New drone footage reportedly shows Ukrainian forces hitting Russian targets near the decimated city of Bakhmut. More on that from CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
Battles are also taking place on the front lines near the Kherson region, which flooded this week when a crucial dam was destroyed. Russian troops continue to attack the area as thousands try to escape to dry land.
At the close on Wall Street today, the Dow was up 43 points, S&P 500 up 5, NASDAQ up 21. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin Blee beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsin Blee. Drink Wisconsin Blee Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
that. I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.